Welcome to MedCurity Live. On this episode, you'll hear our co-founders Joe Galatly and Amanda Hepper share some key highlights from the newly released privacy framework from the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST. They'll dive into the core components of this document and discuss how it applies to healthcare professionals. Be sure to let us know what you think and send any questions you have about the NIST framework our way. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello and welcome to MedCurity Live. I am Joe Galatly.
I'm Amanda Hepper.
Today we are excited to discuss the new NIST privacy framework that was released just last week. And so we'll just give you a high-level overview of what's in there and what we in healthcare need to take away from this. Just to open this up, NIST is the National Institute of Standards and Technology, and they are not a regulatory department. They're under the Chamber of Commerce, and they set standards and they put guidance out there, which they've done very effectively in the cybersecurity framework that was released about 6 years ago. So one of the things we want to talk about today is how this is different from the cybersecurity framework and what are some of the key considerations, even before you begin to read it or dive in, to understand about privacy.
One thing that I really like about this is that it was a collaborative effort in industry. So it was open, it was a draft released last year, and it was open to the industry for review and comments. And so it is, as you said, it's voluntary. It's a guidance. People are hungry for how to manage risk in their organizations. And so to have these industry experts come together and put this framework together is extremely valuable for everybody in the United States, actually, I think.
Absolutely. And we've seen the cybersecurity framework set a vocabulary for us. We reference it. It's used across industries. And so as the privacy conversation has really built up a lot of momentum in the last couple of years, and we're all aware of, you know, Facebook brought to light some of these issues where people were comfortable with Facebook knowing what they told Facebook, but less comfortable when Facebook told me I'm pregnant before I knew, which I'm not. But anyway, so the Facebook became kind of an example of where privacy concerns were coming. But I think in healthcare, we've been pretty acutely aware of privacy for a lot of years.
Yes, we have.
So, but this kind of begins to put some framework around how we know if we're on the right track and how we address it.
That's exactly right. Right. It is agnostic to your business sector, right? So it helps healthcare as well as every other type of sector out there.
How is data, personal data, defined, or how do they look at personal data for the scope of something like this?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And so part of the privacy framework informs organizations to identify what that means and look at the personal data that they are managing, what that means, and then to identify risks. It's very, you're going to like some of the terminology that is in the rule because it is going to ring a bell to what we do every day. Naomi Levkovitz of NIST, a senior policy advisor, said that this framework is providing building blocks that can help organizations achieve their privacy goals. So you have to identify what your privacy goals are, and this framework helps you do that. And that may include laws and regulations. This, as you said, is not a law or regulation. It is voluntary. It's providing a framework. Another benefit is that it can increase customer trust, right? If they know that you are being diligent about identifying data that you need to protect, your customers or patients are going to appreciate that, right?
Yeah, and we've seen the flip side of that where trust is lost with patients when there's been a significant incident and all the PR that's required in that.
That's right.
So we've seen how that's very important.
Right. So they also say that it's agnostic to any laws we just said, any technology, right? So personal data, part of it is that they want you to define what the personal data is that you're managing. Part of this is also guided to individuals as well as to the organization. So it's kind of interesting that the vocabulary switches back and forth during this. The goal is to help organizations manage risks by taking privacy into an account as they design and deploy and utilize systems, products, and services that affect individuals. Communicating about privacy practices so that everybody in the organization, kind of a culture of compliance is what it reminds me of, right? So that if you are communicating that throughout your organization, everybody on it can identify where vulnerabilities exist, and encouraging cross-organizational collaboration. And the cybersecurity framework has five different elements, which are identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover. Similarly, the privacy framework has identify, govern, control, communicate, and protect. So identify is inventorying the circumstances where you are handling patient or I always say patient, right? Because that's what we do, but personal data, mm-hmm. right? Conducting risk assessment right in the framework. So ringing a bell and understanding the privacy interests of individuals. The next one is govern. Establish organizational practices that your organization will follow, including or understanding what laws and regulations you do need to comply with, such as GDPR. There's other state regulations, and they're mm-hmm. coming out all the time, right?
Eventually the federal regulations.
Right.
One of the interesting things when you talk about identifying the data that NIST shared early on was they were relating this to utilities, right? So the utilities companies are putting up these smart meters, and they're beginning to learn a lot more than what information they had previously, so they didn't necessarily, maybe they considered this, but it really became a lot of buzz around the fact that they would have some pretty granular information on all the consumers, right? Mm-hmm. So again, healthcare is used to protecting and having ownership for some really personal information. Well, now the utility companies may be able to tell you when you go to bed, how long you're in the shower for, all these details off of the data that they're collecting, which raised all these privacy concerns that
right.
weren't necessarily covered under a cybersecurity framework, but very much, very important to the consumers of the utilities. And so it became a personal data item that maybe they weren't considering. And
now they've got,
as you discussed, the need to begin to put governance in place and to do assessments on how they're doing it, protecting the information.
It's evolving all the time. And part of what they have said in this framework is that it is going to continue to be evolving as technology evolves. They want to be a repository for additional resources, have these evolve, which is wonderful for organizations, right? Mm-hmm. To have something that they can rely upon. Another aspect of this is control. So data processing management. That could be if you're creating data, developing software, or if you're just managing personal data, right? How do you control that? And then communicate. A reliable understanding and recognizing both organizations and individuals may need to know how data are processed in order to manage privacy risk effectively. So you may have different layers of data too, right? We talked a little bit earlier about if you have, you may have personal information about individuals in a few different areas, and standalone, it may not make that individual be vulnerable. But if somebody gets their hands on both of those lists or lists from different companies and merges that, it could be very damaging and make that person very vulnerable. So it, in whatever form you have personal data, it needs to be protected to prevent that from occurring.
So one of the things scrolling through that I saw, they have objectives laid out that are much like the CIA objectives in our cybersecurity framework, where you have, of course, protecting the confidentiality, the integrity, and mm-hmm. the availability of data. They took a similar track on the privacy side, where you're protecting, and they even made up a word for it. That's fresh and new word invented just for this, but they said from a privacy standpoint, you want, first off, the predictability. You want to control the predictability, so you want the consumers, the patients, to know and understand what data you have on them and how it's going to be used. And you as an organization need to know what data you're holding and how valuable it is and what risks it presents, right? Mm-hmm. Second, they want to ensure that you have the ability to have granular control over this data,
yes.
right? So you're able to disclose only what's necessary. You're able to remove data when a patient or a consumer asks you to, which is rolled right into GDPR and these other privacy legislations. So that ability to take specific granular control, manage that data, that was the second component. And then finally, the disassociability, which if you Google it, which I did because I said I didn't know that was a word, there's one result, and that's from NIST. So it's a new word that basically we use it for de-identification, anonymize. So we need under the privacy framework the ability to take that data, and if only the trends are needed, that we're not sharing the names with that, right? As an example, so in research,
sure.
we do this right now. We try to de-identify all data, so we strip the patient names and any PHI, any patient identifying information, and only give what's needed for the research project. But a lot of aspects, both in healthcare and outside of healthcare, don't yet look at this the same way. So disassociability, the ability to separate and only use what's important to the specific operational task, which may or may not need personally identifying information in there. So those are some new verbiage and new vocabulary that this gives us to have conversations about privacy and how we look at the risk and the danger mm-hmm. and the exposure that privacy presents, and all the ways that Amanda, you mentioned, whether it's for the embarrassment of the organization if something happened, or
right.
for regulatory compliance that we're already adhering to.
Yeah. the last piece of this was protect. So develop and implement appropriate data processing safeguards for your information. So that overlaps, we know, with HIPAA as audit controls of your systems and things like that, managing who's accessing information, what you're doing with it, understanding where it's being transmitted, putting protections in place, and what you were just saying, de-identifying data and all of that.
So this is something that we would expect potentially to inform federal legislation. We'll see. But as there's a lot of effort to roll out some more privacy guidelines, it will be interesting to see how this is utilized. So we have an exciting announcement. While we're on the topic of NIST and a new privacy framework, what's going on in the MedCurity world?
Great question. We're in the process of adding NIST references, cybersecurity framework references, into our existing security risk assessment, policies and procedures, and adding a formalized privacy section to the assessment and then cross-mapping NIST privacy framework into that, as well as having a set of policies and procedures to support that. So we're really excited about that to help our clients remain current with the latest technology information.
So in complying with the HIPAA requirement, you're also walking through how are we doing from a NIST standpoint, from a, I should say, a national standards standpoint in a lot of areas that HIPAA is directing.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So you'll be able to see that. Yeah.
Powerful. That's exciting. So we'll keep you updated. We're going to deep dive into some of these specific topics, and we're looking forward to sharing really important takeaways for healthcare world. So if you have any exposure to the compliance or the security side of your organization, we're going to step through some really specific takeaways from this as we get to dive in deeper. But for now, thank you for joining us.
See you next time.
See you next time.